The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
KNUS. You guys ever know what Luddites were or Luddites are? You ever read of the Luddites? I think we're living with modern Luddites. Good morning. It's a Wednesday, July the 28th, 2021. 100 degrees and hot and dry and 97 tomorrow, 95 on Friday. Are the masks coming back? It's interesting to watch this and listen to the reaction. And this is really Luddites. And our word sabotage. And it comes from wooden shoes are called sabots. And these people feared industrialism, and it runs sort of parallel with the early utopians and Karl Marx and everything that's taking place in the early parts of the 19th century. So wooden shoes are called sabots. And these people would jam their wooden shoes into the gears of primitive industry to stop it because it was, they thought in religious terms, they thought in all kinds of interesting terms, but, and then they came and they became Luddites. So sabotage comes from the sabbat, using the sabbat to stop industry, to stop progress. These people are real. So moments ago, I was reading last night to show prep and reading about the variant, the Delta variant and its return and masks and again, contamination and the history of what happens when viruses get loosed into the world. And I came up with when we all smoke cigarettes. And the amount of things that are being said about the radio show lately, and I think it ties in with all the other things that we are being beaten up about, being called the P word this morning. Would I let my grandson hang out in a public school with transvestites? The hell's that got to do with anything? But it shows you the mindset. Well, I'm fascinated by this, and I don't know. I just read and I listen. And there is this modern Luddite thing, and then there's the country is now divided up into the lies. And I'm not surprised, I guess, but I am shocked by these modern Luddites. And so I was thinking about cigarettes, and this is really how the show started this morning. My parents were both heavy smokers, and it helped kill them. And I asked people were calling about what kind of cigarettes they smoked and what happened. And 1964, the Surgeon General comes out and says, hey, don't do this. And here I am with a cigarette in my mouth, and didn't change. So then smart people, very smart people, start saying, we're not going to allow this to happen. And so, yes, the government was used to squeeze. But I come back to you, and I'm, again, surprised, but I guess anymore not really shocked. There was something called the public drinking cup. And those of you who have spent a little bit of time doing some reading know the story of the public drinking cup. And little, and, you know, towns and little, you know, villages and, you know, big cities, Pittsburgh and other places, they would have squares, and in the square there would be a pump. And hanging on a hook was something called the drinking cup, the public drinking cup. And they, you know, as I mentioned, they called salesmen, they called them drummers. And I always think of Howard Hill and the Music Man. You know, they were drummers. And people would pass through, farmers and livestock holders and shopkeepers and kids and moms and ministers and whomever. And you'd gather around and hit the pump, and everybody used the same cup and drank from the same cup. And then, you know, Louis Pasteur and these people who are kind of what's going on again today, they realized, they went, you know what, this is how people are getting sick. And that's how people got sick, that they passed germs, they passed viruses to one another. And this is a stupid one, but that was a gazillion years ago, okay. Again, That's the kind of stuff that is maddening to a reasonably intelligent person, I think. So The government made decisions to remove the public drinking cup because people got sick from the public drinking cup. And also, it was really the beginnings of paper cups and all that kind of stuff, because then they individually, you could still use the pump, you just had to individualize what you drank from. And then cigarettes. And people realized that something called secondary smoke, secondhand smoke, was killing people. And if nothing else got you addicted at a young age, all my brothers and myself and my sister were all heavy smokers. And there's a tremendous amount of evidence that, you know, mom and dad on vacation, which we never did, but we're going to grandma's house. Windows are rolled up. It's December. My mom's smoking in the front seat. My dad's smoking, driving. My little brother and all, we're on the back and everything. And we're breathing smoke at the grandma's house, aunts and uncles, everybody smokes. I remember once going to the teacher's lounge. You ever do that? It looked like London. God, you open the door and the smoke that was in there. Bars were full of smoke. Everybody I knew growing up, their folks smoked. And I started to smoke young. I started to smoke and drink very young. I was 13. And I had my first cigarette. And, of course, you know, what a life. So I see all these things for what they are. And apparently there's this ability now. And I remember when polio, we've talked about it at many, many, many times. You don't even know what a Luddite is to send a text message. But I remember when polio. When Jonas Salk, and I've talked about this, and church bells rang, and people hugged and cried. And I remember the front page of the Pittsburgh Press with Salk shooting the vaccine into the arms of his own children. And all my mother's fears. A kid up the street got polio when I was a kid. And all my mother's fears begin to be eradicated. I don't know. And we've seen these things. We've seen the 1918, the so-called Spanish flu, killed more American GIs than certainly the Germans did. And it came back to the country again. It U-turned and came back to the country. And things happened. We've been through SARS and MERS, and we've been through all of these diseases that have come and gone. And we have this now. And I find the same people who believe one lie believe these lies. And to me, it's like, man. So now what? Geraldo Rivera, the unvaccinated, or arrogant, selfish, no shirts, no shoes, no vaccine, no service. That's Geraldo. Is it going to get to that? You know, now, remember when they used to make people go outside and smoke? Now you can't even smoke near the door. You have to go in the parking lot and have a cigarette. Remember walking through Safeway with a smoke in your mouth, pushing the cart, buying food? Moms with little kids in those little cradles they put in the shopping carts and with a cigarette gone. And sitting in the movies, man, guys lighting up. Somebody said that I mentioned if I was sitting somewhere with my grandson and on a ball diamond watching a game and some guy lit up, I'd ask him to put it out. I wouldn't badass him, but I'd ask him to put it out. This guy said, well, I'd move. Well, no, you wouldn't. Your kid's playing a game. You want to watch a game. I'd just ask him to, I'd move. Well, that's you. I wouldn't do that. You're smoking cigarettes around kids. What's wrong with you people? Do you think that's okay? What's wrong with you? My father's great line. What's wrong with you? So the public drinking cup. We learn things. The Luddites did not. And they were left behind. And remember, Donald Trump is the guy behind this. He himself took the vaccine. Is this all part of, what did somebody say? This is socialism? What was the polio vaccine? God almighty. You know, I'm at the point now of thinking, actually, here we are in the year of 2021. And there are people that believe that that's part of socialism. We talked about the Republican Party with John Caldera's great line, and it's true. So I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. But history is a great teacher, and it's on your side. You just have to listen to mom and dad history. My history teaches great lessons. Mom, you know, Mother Nature bats last. Mother Nature is a heavy mother. I don't pretend to know what's going on, but I can see things. And I'm, you know, like, we go into the vast conspiracies now? Huh. Think about cigarettes. Think about secondhand smoke. There are people that, I don't know. I really legitimately, like so many other things in the last 7 months, I legitimately look at this stuff and say, I don't understand it. And it's very sad. We're headed to a bad place. Your turn, 303-696-1971. You may comment on this. I watched this young woman, the gymnast, and something happened. She broke. And it broke my heart. I thought she was like, she was the GOAT, wasn't she? She was the greatest of all time. Simone Biles, and she now withdraws from the team gymnastics. She broke. Something happened. Joseph Heller said that better than anybody else. Something happened. And I watched some of it last night. I watched that. It's called The Beam. Wow. Those women are incredible. And it's just, you know, and then also in Denver, and we talked yesterday at great length about the state of the state. Have you seen how many people, 4 people in 2 days, have been killed in Denver by gunfire? 2 women and a 16-year-old boy. That was not mentioned in Hancock's State of the City. There truly is an art to putting together the perfect kitchen or bathroom remodel. If you want the best countertops, wholesale pricing, contact Mitch Floria in the Art of Granite. He is my guy. Mitch is an expert and a craftsman. He can turn granite, quartz, marble, other materials into very true works of art right in your home. It's a great time to do this. Schedule a consultation with Mitch. Call 303-386-5919, 303-386-5919. Visit his website at theartofgranite.com. Start dreaming up your new countertops. He provides granite from his own warehouse and golden at wholesale prices. No markups. You can get the most for your budget. Mention the morning show. You get a bathroom countertop free with a purchase of your fantastic new kitchen countertops. Get a kitchen or bathroom sink free with a purchase of any countertop package. He's my friend. 303-386-5919, 303-386-5919. Artofgranite.com, artofgranite.com, artofgranite.com. All right, here we go. Let's see what happens. David, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Morning, Peter. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I started with Salem's, and I ended up with Marlboro's, and then I went to Carlton's, and then and then GPC's, and 20 years ago I quit.
Why did you quit?
Oh, I had to.
Sure.
I had gotten into some issues, legal issues, and I was up to 5 packs a day.
I was 4 when I quit.
Well, I said to myself, and I was working up the hill at the time at the Golden Gates. I was a cashier up there, and I said, you know what? I can't be doing this stuff anymore. I got to quit. And so I got the patches. Well, I won't go into all of that.
No, but the point of it is you quit. I quit 3 things in my life, and cigarettes, short term, one of the hardest things ever. And I at Step Denver, there's guys that were heroin addicts that go outside for a cigarette.
Oh, well, yeah, I believe that. I mean, I tried probably at least half a dozen times before
that.
Sure. To quit.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Cold turkey, I went cold turkey, and I was dreaming about cigarettes.
Oh, I had dreams about cigarettes running, marching, singing, dancing around my bed when I quit. I'm not making that up.
Oh, I believe you.
I mean, that's like... It was, so, you know, can you see a connection between any or all of this?
No, as a matter of fact, I told your screener, Billy, I think his name is, I believe that you're talking apples and oranges here, and I don't think the comparisons are applicable, and I'll tell you why.
The public drinking cup and cigarettes aren't comparable?
Well, I mean, it's not the same thing as getting the vaccine or the government forcing the vaccine on us.
I never once said the government should force the vaccine on you. I never once said that.
I thought that's where, I know Billy was saying that earlier.
Billy doesn't run the show. Billy's not on air. He just comes on when he wants to, but I never once said the government should force you. Never once said that.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'm misunderstanding, but I don't think, I'll tell you what the problem I have is with Biden and the rest of them and the CDC and Polis and whoever. insisting that people get vaccines and going to your house door to door and making you mask up and things like that, is there are several issues. First of all, they never have really pushed hydroxychloroquine and zinc and Zithromax. They've never offered that.
First of all, who's this infamous they?
Well, I mean the powers that be.
And who are they?
The politicians.
Who are?
Including Trump.
No, when Donald Trump got sick, and he did, Donald Trump, I've read, got the kind of medical treatment that very few of us, if any of us, could receive. I mean, he was very ill, according to what we're able to read, but he got treatment that was, I think, even transfusions, and there was all kinds of stuff about what they did with Donald Trump. Rightfully so, the man's president, or was president.
Right. Well,
you couldn't get that treatment, I guess, unless you got a pretty big wallet.
Well, you can't even get hydroxychloroquine. You can't get ivermectin.
But
in many cases,
can't you get it on the internet?
Well, you could get it over the internet, but mm-hmm. and I know you've gotten it because mm-hmm. you've told me that.
I got
before.
It. Sure, I got it.
But I think that's $90 to call mm-hmm. America's frontline doctors.
Well, if it's that important.
Well, but the thing about it is, Peter, is it is important, and the government officials.
You think they're lying to you, David? Do you think that
government officials?
No, stop. Do you think that people that are telling you about the Delta reverse and the hospitalizations in Florida, you think those are lies?
Yeah.
Wow.
In a nutshell,
wow.
I do. But
David,
I'm not going to break it down as to what is a lie and what isn't a lie.
David.
But I will tell you this, and that is that the vaccines have the highest rate. These COVID vaccines have the highest rate of adverse reactions of any other vaccines combined. And that's according.
Where's your source on that?
The CDC website, the VAERS.
They've said this will make you sick?
Pardon me?
That this makes you sick?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the adverse reactions from these vaccines are worse.
Hmm. Well, you know,
Peter, it's a VAER, the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reaction Site, from the CDC.
So what would you do, God forbid, if you got ill, if you caught this?
Well, I hope to get some hydroxychloroquine real quick.
How old are you?
I'm 67, and I got cancer. I got lymphoma. And I haven't had any signs or symptoms of COVID except for the latter part of 2019. I came down with what I thought were allergies, and I thought, geez, this is funny. I don't usually get allergies at this point in time. And anyway, to make a long story short, I masked up because I had masks from doing yard work. I had them laying out in the garage, and these were the N95 masks. And this was at a time nobody else had a mask. And I was wearing these masks a few weeks, and nobody else had masks. And I said, well, wait a second. You know, something's not right here. I don't see all these people getting sick and blah, 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 blah. So anyway.
What do you believe all of this is about?
Well, I think it's a hodgepodge of things, but I'll tell you what I think.
I think first and foremost,
from Jump Street, it was about Trump and getting Trump.
Wow.
That is what I believe that this was politicized.
So that's why those people got sick in Italy, was because of Donald Trump?
No, but that's why everything has happened the way it has happened with Fauci and his lies and with the...
Everything was about this country, although people were dying all over the world.
Oh, no. I'm not saying COVID is not real.
Huh. Well, you said, but to get Trump.
Well, it was politicized to get Trump. This COVID-19 has not been treated the way polio has been. It hasn't been treated the way past flu.
But polio had a defined target.
It did. But
this is any and all. I mean, look at Stefan, young man, great shape. He damn near died.
Yeah, how come he didn't have hydroxy?
I can't speak for Stefan. I had him on a radio show, and
did you give it to him? You got a stash,
brother. I'm not. First of all, I have. I don't know if it works or not. Number two, I didn't even know he was sick until he was sick, and I'm not a doctor.
Well, I know what, that.
And Stefan has millions of friends. If he wanted to reach, I can't explain what Stefan did. He came on the radio show, and I asked him, "Don't you wish you had been vaccinated?" And he refused to answer, which I assumed as an answer is yes, I should have been vaccinated. I'm speaking for him, and I have no, you know, I'm probably out of line. But
I understand.
But, you know, you don't want that moment to come. David, you don't want that moment to come.
Peter, I understand. I hear what you're saying.
And I'm saddened by this.
Well,
can I ask you one more?
Yeah.
Do you believe the election was stolen from Donald Trump?
I thought you didn't want to talk about
that.
I'll
talk about, you know, ideologies. Do you believe that Donald Trump had this election stolen from him?
I believe there are...
No, just these are yeses and noes. Come on.
I'm going to give you an answer, but I'm going to give it to you my way, not your way, okay? I'm going to give you an answer. I believe that there are dozens of examples of anecdotal evidence and actual evidence and statistical analysis that points...
So the answer is yes.
That
points
yes. to anomalies
okay.
that
the answer
seem
is,
to indicate...
Answer is yes.
There's,
the answer
I,
is
I,
yes.
I,
just yeah, say okay. yeah. Okay, yeah, Peter. Yes.
Yeah, Peter, I do.
Okay. I see those as hand-in-glove things. I really do.
Well, I'm sure you do.
No, I'm not too sure. Know it. Believe it. I see them as they're locked step now. And it's really, again, we're headed to a cliff, David. You understand that?
Peter, we're already over the cliff.
No, we're
over the cliff,
okay.
Peter.
All right.
We're a communist society now.
Really?
Yes, we are.
So how come you're allowed to call the radio show and say what you just said?
Well, you know what? If they do to me what they did with Tucker Carlson, the NSA...
Tucker Carlson still has a show?
He has a show, but they've been monitoring the NSA.
So what?
They monitoring his
show. Look, they
and
monitor...
And they have been unmasking him, and they have been taking his emails and taking those emails to the Washington Post. And I think you had a Washington Post, a lefty commie reporter
commie.
On the other day trying to denounce
anybody you disagree with now becomes a communist, David. Please.
No, that's not true, Peter.
Well, you just said the guy was a lefty commie.
I disagree with you all the time, and I don't think you're a lefty
I don't care
commie.
What you think of me. That's the interesting part of doing this show.
But
I'm saying,
you just told me that anybody I disagree with I think is a
lefty commie, and I just told you
I didn't think that you were.
But some guy comes on from the Washington Post. They don't come on from
Same
the Denver
thing.
Post.
Denver Post, Washington Post.
And they're commies.
Yeah. Nine times out of ten, they are.
All right, brother. You be safe. Thanks, man. 303. I saw they really are in tandem, are they not? Chances are right now you can refi with a home loan and save $500 a month. It's true. Data shows 20% of homeowners experiencing that right now. And really, you can save more only if you call American Financing. American Financing, you're going to get a free mortgage review and learn more about ways to save up to $1,000 a month or $1,000 a month without starting your term over. Any term 10 years or over, they tighten things up and they save you money. You can save $500, $600, some people $1,000 a month. This is nuts. American Financing, a free mortgage review. No pressure, no obligation, no upfront, no hidden fees. A lock into a low rate now because when they're gone, pre-qualifies a little within 10 minutes. Get it off the ground. You should trust American Financing today. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. They can run, but they can't hide. The Brown Bomber, Joe Lewis. Around the World, Martha Reeves and the Fabulous Vandellas, 29 after the hour, 100 degrees. That's hot, 710 KNUS. Robert Spencer will join the show on Friday. We'll get some folks on about Sturgis and guys that are up there already. Are the masks coming back, or are we all going to be Ned Ludd and the Luddites? 710 KNUS, thank you for being here. We go to Steve on line 3. You're on the radio show. Steve, good morning.
Hi, Peter. Great show, as always. Hey, I just wanted to comment a little bit on vaccines. And I used to work for the Denver AIDS Prevention Project and the CDC in the 90s. And what I find in all of this, I think the real heroes, and we all hate them is Big Pharma. They've come out with great vaccines, and I've taken mine. I have people in my family who don't want it, and they just, it's this irrational fear. I went on the website, by the way, after that last caller, and there is nothing on there I could find.
We both looked, Billy and I both looked. It's not there. What he's talking about doesn't exist.
No, and I think part of this is skepticism. It's very common on the right. I think it's okay to be skeptical of government and et cetera, but to be cynical and to be almost self-destructive in some of this stuff. I had relatives who, they lived in Idaho, God bless Idaho, but they went to a chiropractor who told them all vaccines are bad. And
sure.
I said, you know, if you get bit by a rabid dog, guess what saves your life?
A vaccine.
You know, and we take so much for granted with the vaccinations. And these vaccinations have done a remarkable thing.
Sure.
But the people who are not taking it, they're allowing this virus to linger, and these viruses change and mutate. It's
again,
dangerous.
From my reading, and I only am a reader from last night, in the new Delta variant, the people who have the immunes that came from the first go-round, those immunes may not be able to beat off the Delta. In other words, you know, if people like Stefan, who got a terrible case, and if this thing U-turns and comes back, Stefan's immunes may not be able to ward off the Delta. What I do know from reading about the Delta is it is on about the same virus, except it has its spreadability, if that's a word. It spreads easier and quicker than its initial self. Does that come out right?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and so.
And the thing about it, Peter, well, we take so much for granted. I mean, like, for example, I worked in AIDS research. We don't have an AIDS vaccine after the decade of working on this thing. There are some some viruses that are much, much – the fact that they came out with this so quickly is remarkable, and a lot of people take that for granted, and they should. They should realize this stuff is very difficult. And to give so many millions – I was looking at the incident rate – of these complications. We're talking, you know, 50 cases out of 12 million doses. That's ridiculously low.
Sure.
And just shows how safe it is.
But
it's
I'm not necessarily a Geraldo fan. I worked around him a little bit in the Ramses. But and this is where we're headed, because both sides now have become so vehement. So Geraldo comes out and says, arrogant and selfish, no shirt, no service, no vaccine, no shirt, no shoes, no vaccine, no service. Marcone says they should stay home. We're going to get to that point, and I can't help but come back to cigarettes. I mean, it's almost – or the public drinking.
I'm about 10 years younger than you, maybe a little bit more, but I grew up in the 60s, and I remember sitting in a little hotel with my dad and my brother, and I read an article in Look magazine. Mm-hmm. This is like 1968, about a cancer patient who had to literally have half his jaw removed and couldn't eat anymore. Yeah. And all the anti-cancer commercials. Remember Tony Curtis?
Oh, absolutely.
Remember before he got caught with pot, he was pushing it. It was very effective. Sometimes these things are good. They work. They keep kids from smoking.
Please.
You know,
to quit. Tony Curtis is like in the highlights of a radio career. Tony Curtis, they brought some Like It Hot to Denver, except Tony Curtis was playing the role that Joey Brown played in the movie, you know, being falling in love with Jack Lemmon in the end of the boat. So he plays that role. So
yeah.
I mean, I'm such a huge Tony, and I actually met Janet Leigh too, who did not say very nice things about Tony Curtis. But Tony Curtis, he's in the studio, and I'm like, Tony Curtis, man, you know, come on. And I said, give me the truth about Marilyn Monroe. We're talking off air, you know, and he's a guy. I mean, he's like a real Bernie Schwartz. He's a guy. And he's got his feet up on the thing, and he goes, I said, did you? And he said, yes, I did. And I said, I got to ask you, you know, because, I mean, how beautiful was Marilyn Monroe in Some Like It Hot?
Oh,
she was a killer.
Good God. Oh.
She was a killer.
Yeah. And all Can you blame him? I mean,
no. And Janet Leigh signed shower curtains for us when she came into studio, and she'd written a book. And she was, I mean, I mean, she's very tiny, tiny woman. And she talked about how they, you know, they saw her picture up in Sun Valley, and she was like, her folks had a lodge or something. And she ends up in Hollywood, and she meets Tony Curtis. And she just, off air, she ran Tony Curtis down hard. She just like, but Tony Curtis told him, he was a great storyteller, you know, and that was a story about him hiding. Because I'd always heard there's a book called No Name on the Bullet about Audie Murphy, and there's all these other great books. Audie Murphy's nuts. I mean, totally nuts. And Audie loved women. And so there's a story about Tony Curtis had hit on taking away one of Audie's, quote, girls. And I think they're on like the Paramount lot or something. And the story always was that that Tony Curtis saw Audie Murphy and went and hid in the dumpster. And so we're off the air, man. Like, I'm just rolling hard on this guy. And he's like rolling back. I said, did you hide from Audie Murphy? He said, hell yeah, I did. I thought, and because Audie Murphy is like, man, you never messed around with Audie Murphy. But Tony Curtis.
I remember the night he died. I remember I was watching the news. He died in a plane crash. It reminded me of the time when, what's his name, Rocky Marciano died in a plane crash.
Rocky Marciano, Ricky Nelson.
Yeah.
Ricky Nelson, yeah, yeah.
That's right. And Jim Croce and those guys.
All those guys, And yeah. Leonard Skinner, Leonard Skinner puts the plane down too. Sure.
Yeah, that's right. That's just. I think the thing is that with these, I get very frustrated with my relatives. I have a brother who isn't taking it, and it's just getting back to this. It's an irrational thing. Again, I understand having a skepticism about certain government things and media things, because I do that too. I look at the media and you think you're all full of it.
Yeah,
it's all political. But this stuff, these doctors and everything, this is what you got to do. Give me a break.
And it's sadness.
Yeah.
Very good, man. Thanks for catching a break here. All right, we go to Jim. Jim, you're on a radio show. Good morning, man. Thank you. It's Wednesday.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, Bubba.
I'm just going to, chime in a couple things here. I have colleagues that are in medical that have had the virus, and so they have the antibody there. And yet they're still required to get the vaccine. There's no data showing that having both is going to be beneficial.
I
think there's data showing that people can have an amped up immune response where it really goes wild on them.
Well, what I read last night, and with apologies, what I read last night was this, and again, what I read, I'm in over my head by saying this, but I read it, that the Delta variant may be able to also breach your immunes, that you guys like Stefan, who had a horrible case, he was off the job for 51 days. Stefan Tubbs damn near died. The point of it is that if what I read is true, and again, it says that this new Delta variant may have the ability to overwhelm the people who received or got it the first time, and the only answer back is, and by the way, there's a talk now about a third jab. You probably have heard that as well.
Yeah, I have heard that. And, because I am in the medical, I would say that until there's data to support it, that would not be a good idea. I'll just say this. They're throwing this. The more important thing would be testing people who have the antibody to know those that have not been exposed.
I agree.
Those are the people we should be hitting. Those that have totally not have the antibody, those are the people we need to get the vaccine right away. But we're not promoting this. We're not doing
that. I'm puzzled on it's a very bright call, but tell me where you are on this, because you've given me three sides of it, and I love it. But so where are you on the idea of getting a vaccine?
Well, Peter, in my situation, I had to. I'm sick right now.
Okay.
There was not an option for me.
I
had it. I would say in this situation, for the appropriate people, where you have like 75% of the people in America is overweight, they needed to get it. There was no option on that.
I agree.
And those people needed to get it right away. The elderly needed to get it in the nursing home. If you get the high-risk people getting it, then you've taken care of 90% of the problem. But that was not happening. That was not getting clear out to the people. Just jabbing everybody just because it needs to be happening is not the way to be doing it.
But I don't, I mean, you're assuming that. And again, I love your answer because you're smart. But, the best way is ever was explained to me when I first started listening to people, 16 months ago, whenever it was, or 14 months ago, And they said, think of the viruses as lions. Think of human beings as a zebra herd. When they hunt and the zebras run, who do the lions catch? The old, sick zebras. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. then they also pretty soon go after the fast zebras, too. And I agree with you. I mean, but if you – and you looked at people. That's why I think Cuomo and de Blasio dodged major bullets in New York. A better media would have had them for what they did. I don't know. Jim, what do you say? What do you say to people?
Well, I will tell you this. I listened to Dr. Redfield on this. Now, the Delta variant is more, my understanding, you're more likely, it's more susceptible to people.
Yes,
they're able to get it.
That's my understanding.
My understanding, though, is that these variants are, and I'm drawing off the back of my head on this.
That's okay.
The difference, it's only 0.03 difference from the original COVID. This is not a big difference from those.
Well,
so getting the vaccine will protect you from the variant.
You know, I've heard that the people that are hospitalized in Florida, because I went to Florida in March, and it was very enlightening, and there wasn't anybody with masks, and now maybe that wasn't the right thing. I don't know. But now when you read Miami-Dade and who's in the hospital, 90-plus percent of them never got vaccinated the first time.
Okay, there you go.
And exactly. And so, listen, I'm an old man. You know, I run my race. My race is pretty much coming to an end. But we have had, as a history reader, we have had diseases destroy civilizations. We've had viruses that have, you know, I don't know, I had a good lunch with somebody the other day. We're talking about it. When you read, and I read the history of the Templars and the history of the Middle East, and I love it, Croy de Lion, Richard the Lionheart, all the things that are told, Richard never gets to Jerusalem. He never goes in. He never goes into the city of Jerusalem. He's sick. And when he returns, he's snatched in Austria, and he dies. Richard never, remember in Robin Hood, Richard's in England. Richard never gets back to England. You're sick. He's sick. And all places, you know, the First World War, the Bolshevik Revolution, all those things, they're parts of the Spanish flu of 1918. All these things, and we don't, we're not looking at this perhaps for maybe how we should. No one knows the death tolls in parts of the Middle East. No one knows the death tolls in China. That's all real stuff you have to look at.
Agreed. I totally agree with you. The point is I think that you have therapeutics and you have a vaccine.
Yeah.
The therapeutics are there and they've been proven to work as well.
Yeah.
And they should be there as an option for people that decide they don't want the vaccine.
Yeah.
I will just say this. What we're doing right now, where we're trying to vaccinate the kids, the young kids that are
in elementary. I agree with
that's
you.
That's insane. There's
I
no
agree.
Data to show that.
I agree.
They're doing that. They're wanting. This is what is irritating. I'm in the medical. I have a colleague who has had the virus.
Mm-hmm.
She has antibodies,
mm-hmm.
and yet she is told she can't do her job until she gets the vaccine.
I agree.
And she refuses to do that because there's no data showing that it makes any sense at all. Matter of fact, she's seen where it can really have a detrimental effect. Yet the government is proposing this or promoting this, and the industry is doing the same thing. This is what is irritating. If it's science, provide the science behind it. People go behind the science. But just throwing at these rules out there because you think it makes sense is not right.
Well, yeah, and it is self-protective. On the other hand, I agree with you. The only way that the 1918, 1919, 1920 went away is it went in what scientists or what writers call it returns to the reservoir. I learned that term a year ago. No one knows where SARS went. No one knows where MERS went. It returned to the reservoir. And there has to be herd. Herd has to happen. The variant changes. And for little guys like my grandson, he needs to be exposed. He needs, and this going back to school and masks and all this stuff. Jim, it has huge problems with it. In fact,
the masks are even worse for people there. They've found out that people have these masks. They use these masks. There's so many so many things in these masks where people get sick. I know that when I have a mask on, I have a hard time breathing. This is the insanity. These people have vaccine. You can't go into a hospital unless you have a mask on. You
but again,
have the vaccine.
But
what is the sense of that?
I can't tell you except that somehow, on some level, and that's my only answer, but I know I have a real creepy sense of what's going to happen, and I don't think it's going to be good. Good call, man. What do you do for real without naming what you do for real?
I'm in medical.
Okay.
I'm in the medical. I'm battling cancer right now.
Oh, my God.
But the point is that's why I had to,
get it.
But I had a lot of thought process in this whole thing, and I agree with my colleagues that feel that they don't need to get it because they've already had the virus.
But then again, there's other people that I read that say, and I'm way past the break because you're such a good call, there are other people that I read to say that's not going to protect you when this thing comes back. And it could come back a third time, a fourth time, and a fifth time, because that's what they do.
Viruses are not designed to kill people.
No, they're not. They're taking care of themselves.
Okay.
The viruses.
The weak are the ones that need to get the vaccine. The weak, the high-risk people. We need to. Those need to be out. That needs to be hammered. Hammered.
That may be, but in some of the smartest guys I read say anybody, including me and you, who tells you that they know what this thing's going to do is telling you a lie.
Well, I agree with that.
You're a great call. Hey, be well.
That we don't know that we do know about this virus.
Be well. Thanks, man. Very good call. 710 KNUS, hold on. All my rowdy friends. Settle down. Hank Williams Jr. singing my song. Wednesday morning, 100 is going to be the high today. And Gabe joins us from Alpine Planning. My boy, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Happy Wednesday.
Yes, indeed.
Pete, can I ask what you had for dinner last night?
Let me think. I had a big salad, and I had a toasted cheese sandwich. I got to get a life. and I had a book propped up in front of me, and I think I spilled some salad on my shorts. So there's a long baller, right?
Well, I'll ask you why I asked in a second here. Markets are essentially flat. They've actually been bumping to the red and the green right now. So relatively lukewarm today on this hot day. But the reason I asked, Pete, is I went to my local watering hole, I'll say, the bar across my street for some chicken wings last night. On Tuesdays, they do all-you-can-eat chicken wings. And I was a little disappointed for two reasons. First is... I came in and I learned my favorite bartender who usually serves me had moved on to another gig. Then this new bartender tells me that they're not doing all-you-can-eat chicken wings because of a global chicken wing shortage. Very relevant to what's going on in the overall economy right now. I think global supply chains are pretty in array right now, whether you're talking about semiconductors for cars, packets of ketchup, or food. And so this has kind of presented an issue with Brian, Amy, and myself with our clients because, you know, they're paying more for gas, they're paying more for just their normal living expenses. And on top of that, they want to do things like take that vacation they haven't done for 18 months because of COVID and things of that nature. So essentially what they're saying, hey, Brian, Amy, Gabe, should I cut back on my spending other places? Or if we take a $50,000 distribution extra from the portfolio, what's that going to look like? And I think the importance of that and working with an advisor is we have a candid discussion on whether the answer is yes or no, because I think that's really our responsibility over at Alpine.
That's true.
You know, to tell our clients, hey, you know, you take an extra 3 or 4% out of your portfolio this year, this is what the long-term effect could be.
Wow.
And if we are going to do it, we need to make some rebalancing, make some adjustments. And so, to your listeners who are looking for a partner to work with through their finances, especially those in retirement, have them give us a call. It's not just stocks, bonds, and mutual funds all the time where we work. So 303-843-0918.
There you go.
Can reach us.
The meetings are worth the price of admission. 303-843-0918. There's a really great young guy. Gabe, thanks, Bubba. We'll do it again tomorrow.
All right. Cheers, sir. Bye-bye.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
Billy, do we have time for calls? Yes, no. No, we don't. Everybody hang on. 303-696-1971. The show did exactly what I thought it would do last night. Geraldo Rivera, unvaccinated or arrogant, selfish, no shirt, no shoes, no vaccine, no service. Where does it all go? And will it come back in the variant? And, the young guy who's trying to kind of knock Michael Bennett out of the box is going to stop by for a few minutes, and we'll continue in open lines. The website, 710KNUS/Peter Boyle, is his column. And Robert Spencer will come on the show Friday. Now, the cry of the hawk and the great sadness of the unwinnable generational wars that this country has been gone through, and now they want to go again. 100 degrees, hot and dry, 97 tomorrow, 95 on Friday. You stay here, 710 KNUS.